how to teach your son life skills through kindness and patience. And the reason why we're talking about this here today on the Raising Carter podcast is because of this video that I saw on social media starring this genius.
Let's figure it out. And now my 8-year-old son, Jack, he can do bacon, pancakes, eggs on the griddle. No problem. He made orange chicken last night in the air fryer with a rice steamer. 8 years old, done.
That's a great technique.
And it's life skills.
That's
if
a
you
great
compare
technique.
My kids who are growth mindset kids to kids who have helicopter parents or the parents are doing everything for them right now, fast forward 10 years in the job market, my kid's going to eat that kid's lunch. And I will fly that flag all day long.
You're a freaking psycho, and at least it's reckless. Some kid hurt. Any father that's worth 2 cents knows that if you tell a kid, if you have multiple kids and you tell one of them, go figure it out. You go figure it out. One of them is just going to shut down and be like, what? Figure it out. Oh, mom, he told me to figure it out. He told you to do what? Oh, I can't believe he said that. He's going to call your father. Tell him, Grandpa, he told me to, Dad just told me to figure it out. What did he told you to do? What? Put your father on the phone. You better have home insurance because it might not work out the way you want it to. You know, that figure it out advice you probably got from your father. Don't tell him that. Well, you're going to say, well, you told me that. You figured it out, but don't tell him that. It's bad advice. It's horrible advice. Need help. Okay, yeah, they got the internet. They can look stuff up, but a 7, 8-year-old, 9-year-old needs help. Yeah. If they don't want your help, then okay, fine. You're gonna have to figure it out on your own. If you feel like you need some help, you can come to me. But just off the back to tell them, go figure it out. And those are your three. I love you is not what I say the most. I tell my kids to go figure it out. And that's great advice. That's dumb advice. Any father out there that's worth anything knows that's just cap. No father of an 8-year-old, 9-year-old. If you're thinking about doing it, don't. If you haven't had kids yet and you're listening to this and thinking this is good advice, let me tell you from an experienced father, this is not good advice. This was done to get views, to get, I don't know, maybe he's selling something. I don't know. Some type of coaching or something. This is not practical advice that's going to help you and your son in life. Because if all you ever do is tell your kid to figure it out, what are you worth as a father? Anybody can tell him that. A stranger could tell him that. You're not worth a damn. So what actually do you do? You put a roof over there, food on. You're supposed to do that. You don't get no damn prize for that. You teach your kid life skills through kindness and patience. You got to have patience. You're not telling them just to go figure it out. You're not showing patience at all. You're just being lazy. That's what you are. You're being lazy. Not being a good dad. You can show them how to do something and then let them try to do it themselves with your supervision, buddy. But just telling them to go figure it out themselves is reckless and it's misguiding and it's cap because you don't do that. Yeah, that might work for one kid. But that's not going to work for the majority of parents out there. That's going to backfire. That's going to be like the worst thing they could do because your children look to you for guidance and telling them to go figure it out isn't guidance. Like a stranger could tell them to go figure it out. Someone who doesn't give a damn about them could tell them to go figure it out. And any father or mother that's worth a damn knows that you don't really give a damn about them. Oh, yeah. Being a helicopter parent, being kind and being patient to your son, you're being a good, you know. No one says you got to do everything. That's not, you've got to show them how to do it the right way. That's your job, to show them how to do things the right way. If not, what do you actually do? What are your roles as a father, if you don't guide them and teach them how to do things the right way, how to learn, how to be successful in life, go figure it out. I'm going in here to do whatever the hell I do and to give people bad advice, but you go and figure it out. What I should be showing you to do, you go figure it out while I go in here and give people dumbass advice. Come on, man. A good parent helps their children through life and helps them develop life skills so they can make it in life. That's what a dad does. Prepares you for the real world. That's your job. That's nobody else's job but yours. And you can't tell them to go figure it out. That's not part of the deal. All right. Fathers, that's dads. If you watching the Raising Carter podcast, enjoying the content, enjoying my point of view and the wisdom that I have and learning from my seven year, that's not part of the deal by just being a lazy ass and telling them to go figure it out themselves. So that is this episode of the Raising Carter podcast, how to teach your son life skills through kindness and patience. That's how you teach them life skills. You're not going to teach it to them by yelling at them, by belittling them, making fun of them, cursing them. You're going to do it with kindness. It's going to be hard. We all get upset. We all human. And you do it through patience. That's the only way it's going to work. Nobody's going to listen to you if they don't think you care about them. So if you got any value from this video, check out the rest of our videos in this playlist right here from the Raising Carter podcast. I'm your host, Ramon Weatherall Sr., and I'm out of here.